This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is Orlando. This is where we believe in magic.
Welcome to Zoneheads Orlando, the podcast of the Orlando sports fan.
They try to run her over. Fouquet got it to go. Oh, Cole Anthony hit the deck for good measure.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Zoneheads Orlando podcast. This is the UCF Report. As always, I'm your host, Sean Green. Thank you so much for tuning in again this week. As always, we appreciate all the support that you've been giving us on these episodes. As always, we do have a lot to get to. It is off-season time. It's going to be more off-season time for some of our favorite UCF teams. Softball season is now over. We'll get to that. Baseball is almost over. We're going to enjoy the ending of the baseball season. But, you know, football and basketball have been in the off-season. So we're getting really close to all of UCF sports kind of, for the most part, being in their off season. So without further ado, let's get started with football. We have a couple things with football to discuss today. Over the weekend, UCF kind of hosted some recruits for some official visits that was planned this weekend. I'm sure over the next couple weekends, I know Bounce House weekend is coming up. That's going to be a huge, huge recruiting day and recruiting weekend for UCF, as it always is. But, you know, this weekend, it seemed like this was the offensive line recruiting weekend. We saw a lot of pictures from Universal Studios. It looked like a lot of offensive linemen went out with Herb Hand and some of the recruiters out there and visited the park. They've been kind of doing that a lot recently over the last couple years, where they've been taking recruits out to some of the resorts around Universal, going on a ferry boat, going into the parks. I know this was the first time I actually saw them go inside a park. They went to Islands of Adventure. And really, the big one that UCF is really going after is offensive lineman Max Buchanan. Max Buchanan goes to Seminole High School. He's one of the top offensive linemen in the class, four-star offensive lineman. And, you know, he came out and UCF's been pushing hard for him, and he's been pushed after hard from a lot of schools. I know Dabo Swinney came, months ago to visit Max at Seminole. He is a sought-after offensive lineman. And he came out, and I know did an interview with Brandon Helwig and Rivals.com, and basically said that, listen, it is home. It's his hometown team. He visits UCF practices when it's not even reported, that he comes out and he likes to visit. Obviously, him and Jaquez Joyner, Jaquez goes to Coco High School. They were both kind of on their official visit this weekend. I will say Herb Hand has been doing a lot better job of recruiting. And again, we all say stars really don't matter. The stars, when you look at these recruiting starts, they don't matter until you see them on the field. But when it comes to who Herb Hand has been recruiting over the last couple of years, they've been higher prospects when it does come to the recruiting ranking. So to see him kind of, Joyner's already committed to UCF for the 25 class. Max Buchanan, I would bet, I wouldn't bet a lot of money because you never know with recruiting, but I would feel very strongly that he's going to be committed to the Knights at some point within the next couple months. But it's great to see that football, or at least that the offensive line portion of the recruiting has taken a step up, and that's thanks to Herb Hand. He's been doing a really good job, and hopefully a guy like Max Buchanan can commit to UCF sooner rather than later for the 2025 class. Sticking within the football range, UCF announced a pretty cool new ticket option. They just announced it yesterday, and it's called Bounce Pass. And I'm going to read kind of what they sent out. But basically, after selling out for the fifth consecutive season, UCF is excited to announce the all-new Bounce Pass. The Bounce Pass is the most unique way to experience UCF football, allowing you to bounce around the stadium to take in game day from different areas of FBC Mortgage Stadium. So how it works is fans who purchase the Bounce Pass will be assigned seats for each home game approximately 48 hours before kickoff. Seats will be located in various sections and assigned based on visiting team returns. Student section claim rates, return tickets, and other unused holds. So many different ways that it kind of determines where you are sat for that given day. A lot of professional sports teams kind of offer this type of ticket option. I know the Magic offer it. I think they call it the Fast Break Pass, where you buy the pass, you get to go to the games, and you find out 2 days prior kind of where your seats are going to be for that given day. They will be delivered to you 48 hours before kickoff. If you purchase the tickets together, you'll be seated together, so you don't have to worry about that. And what's included is, in addition to tickets for each football game, the Bounce Pass will include season ticket benefits such as postseason ticket priority, priority for seat relocations in 2025, and significant discounts over single game ticket pricing. And I think what's even better about this, and I think this is why I don't know how many they're going to be selling, but the Bounce Pass is going for $210, so $30 a game for this upcoming season. What I find interesting about this is, number one, I know a lot of the fans, you know, for better or worse, have been complaining about the pricing of the tickets for single game tickets. I know, like, Colorado is a big game that a lot of people want to go to, and the tickets right now are just crazy expensive. The tickets, realistically, this season, I've been telling everybody, like, if you can afford season tickets, I would buy the season tickets. Because, again, there's so many good games at home this year that this would be the year to buy season tickets. And I know, like, you know, when you're graduated, you get about 3-4 years of pretty cheap season tickets for alumni. But this is a really good option that if you do not have season tickets and you're looking to go to, like, the Colorados and the Arizonas and the Utahs, this $210 per ticket for the entire year is a great deal. So if you're looking for UCF tickets for this upcoming season, you don't have tickets, you really are trying to find a cheap option, I would strongly suggest that there's no bad seat in the Bounce House. And I've said that I've sat in every single seat under the sun in that stadium, and there's not one bad seat. You can sit anywhere, and it is a good seat. So I would definitely look into that option that just got announced yesterday.
Content creation can be a difficult thing to tackle, especially if you're on your own. You've got a business to worry about, and you need a helping hand. That's what AuthenticAudioPro.com is all about. You can reach out to me directly on social media at Brandon Kravitz across all platforms. I'm happy to help. Everything from commercial production to live endorsements on this very show. I'll even help you launch your own high-quality podcast that you can be proud of. Customizable packages are available to fit your business's needs. I'm ready to work with you to tell your story and to make you sound great in the process. Learn more at AuthenticAudioPro.com.
That's going to do it for football. Let's head to basketball, because basketball, I've officially entered my I don't know what's going on phase. So UCF got another recruit, another commitment over the weekend. Georgia Tech guard Dallin Coleman, he transfers to UCF. Coleman averaged 5.9 points last year, 2.4 rebounds. He had a 24-point game against UMass last season. He was a former four-star recruit. He only has 1 year of eligibility, so he'll only be with the Knights for 1 year. But I'm starting to get worried. I'm starting to get worried, frankly, because of this. If you look at the roster, UCF has now filled in. If you want to go check out this tweet, at Luke Saris UCF, he kind of posted the listing of all the players that UCF has under scholarship and what appears to be the scholarships that they have filled for next season. So as of right now, it looks like they have filled 12 out of their 13 scholarships. And one thing that he noted, and I also noted this a couple weeks ago, once we've added the amount of guards that we have, I said there's a huge issue that needs to get addressed, and I was assuming that it would get addressed, is UCF is lacking size. And maybe not size in the sense of their guard play, because I think if you look at the guards, they are, for the most part, bigger guards or good-sized guards. Like, Keyshawn Hall is a 6'7 guard. So you can look at that and say, okay, that's a big guard. But I said they're lacking forwards and centers, right? You got a guy like J.J. Taylor, right, as a sophomore, came in, is really good friends with Mikey Williams. He's a 6'8 forward. Okay, he's young. I don't think he'll start. You get a guy like Benny Williams, obviously coming from Syracuse, 6'9". Okay, there's a solid chance Benny Williams starts, right? You lost a couple forwards to the portal. You know, you lost a couple. So you're trying to make up for that. And you made up with it by getting Benny Williams, getting J.J. Taylor. Okay, that's great. Now the problem, though, is you've added, you're bringing back Darius Johnson and Jalen Sellers, right? You've added Keyshawn Hall, Mikey Williams, Jordan Ivy Curry, who's a senior, was coming from UTSA, right? Dallin Coleman, you already have Tyler Hendricks, Nils Mikowski. You're adding a freshman in Cameron Simpson, and then Rokas Joykus, forward junior, that played at LaSalle last season. So you have on the roster right now, you have three forwards, and 9 guards. 9 guards and 3 forwards in a Big 12 that is large. One of the positives last year for UCF in basketball was their size, was their length. And again, I think UCF will be able to play big at certain areas. Again, if you put Keyshawn Hall at the 3 spot, I would prefer him play at the 2 spot. But if you put him at the 3 spot, put Benny Williams at the 4, and then you have, again, the 5-star center, Thiam, if he reclassifies to 2024, okay, I'll feel a lot more confident if you're bringing in a 7-foot center that was supposed to go in the 2025 class into 2024. But right now, I think there's a little bit of I think the guard play is going to be so much better. Being able to score the basketball has been something that UCF has lacked over the last couple of years. They've been elite on the defensive end, but struggled offensively. I think Coach Dawkins and the staff have realized that and are trying to change that narrative, and knowing that we're going to need to score points. If we are even half as good on defense, and that's saying a lot, half as good on defense, but half better on offense, this team is going to shock people next season. But the problem is, if you don't have size to compete inside, all that scoring is going to not really mean anything. So listen, we'll see what happens. I am safely assuming Thiam is going to reclassify to this season, because it doesn't feel like you make some of these moves if you feel like you don't have a center. But you're also relying on a 5-star young center. And again, like, you relied on Taylor Hendricks to come in and start at the four when he was here and played some fives at some point. So it's not like a young kid cannot come in and be really good, because I think Theom can be really good. But he's not as bulky that you might need as a center coming in. But we'll see. My guess is that's going to happen, that Theom is going to come in and reclassify. But we'll see. But all these guards, it is scaring me a little bit. It's scaring me with the amount of guards that you have. Not all of them can play, right? Some of these guys, like, again, I'm assuming Coleman's not really going to play that much. He's a depth piece, right? But I would have liked to see you add another forward to kind of level it out a little bit. But again, that's my spiel. Hopefully, we'll figure out soon the next steps in regards to forward or center play for this team with only, by the looks of it, one scholarship available. All right, let's talk some UCF baseball. Listen, it was very funny because there's a two-way thing happening right now. Right now, UCF baseball was trying to put themselves in the best position for postseason baseball post the Big 12 tournament, which they did. I think it was RPM or basically how good your schedule was compared to others in the country. By them not playing Bethune-Cookman, they did not end up playing Bethune-Cookman on Tuesday last week. It actually helped them in the long run. But then they go on the road to Waco to play Baylor. And listen, what have we said? I feel like I am a broken record. Just win the series. And they went in, they went to Waco, beat Baylor on Friday, 6-4. They lost to Baylor. They played a doubleheader on Friday because of the weather, I guess, on Thursday. So played the doubleheader on Friday, beat Baylor one time, lost one time, and then on Saturday, got a little scary there. They were winning 10-2, finished the game 10-8. But again, you get the win, you get the dub, and you're now going to the Big 12 Baseball Championship to play a game, and hopefully they can make a run. But also, it looks like UCF will be potentially, most likely, one of the last four teams in to the NCAA baseball tournament. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Big 12 Championship to get you ready for the game tonight, 5 p.m. Now, they're playing Cincinnati. If we go back and we look at, we played Cincinnati recently. We played them at the end of April. April 26th through the 28th in Orlando. Now, this is where there's a cause for concern. Cincinnati's a pretty good baseball team. When you look at the standings and stuff like that, but they finished the season fairly strong. If I can find the Big 12 standings, I will. Let me just find the Big 12 standings. But Cincinnati fared really well against UCF. Cincinnati finished baseball 17-13 in the Big 12 in a record of 31-23, while UCF finished 14-15 in the Big 12 with a record of 33-18. Again, the overall records don't matter as much because you have to also look at the preseason baseball. And when I say preseason, I mean non-conference opponents, because UCF in the non-conference, if I have everything situated right, I don't have everything situated right. But UCF, if you do the math, UCF was 14-15 in the Big 12. So they only lost three games in their out-of-conference schedule. 15 of their 18 losses came in the Big 12. So, you know, if you look at Cincinnati's, I mean, they only lost 13 games in the Big 12. But they had a couple more wins, so it, for the most part, evenly matched. But they did beat UCF two times on our home turf. We lost the first game 4-9, came back, won the second game 5-2, and lost the third game 2-8. Not great, right? Not the greatest. The both losses were not close. And technically, the one that UCF won wasn't particularly closely. It was a three-run game, but still, for the most part, in each game, one side dominated the other. If you look at the Big 12 baseball bracket, it's a two-loss deal. So UCF is not out of it. Cincinnati's the 5 seed. UCF is the 8 seed. UCF is not out of it if they lose tonight at 5 p.m. They would then go to the loser bracket, and they would play the loser of Texas Tech, number 10 Texas Tech, and number 3 Texas. What would be great for UCF, and again, you got to win your game first, but what would be great for UCF is Texas Tech beating Texas. The likelihood of that happening is slim to none, but if Texas Tech beats UCF, or if Texas Tech beats Texas and UCF beats Cincinnati, UCF would get a somewhat of a bye, and they would play the winner of OSU Texas Tech. Ultimately, if UCF wins and Texas wins, UCF is going to have to play, I think, tomorrow against number 2 OSU, and then it goes on from there. So if you're not out of it until you lose two games. Once you lose two games in the bracket, you're done. But UCF takes on Cincinnati. And again, their season will, it's highly likely their season will not be over if they lose tonight, or if they lose two in a row. It's highly likely that UCF will still play postseason baseball in the Big 12 or in the NCAA baseball championship. But we'll see how they do in the Big 12 tourney. That's at this point all that matters right now. All right, and we're going to close quickly off with women's softball. It was a rough, sad ending to the season. I think ultimately, we'll talk a little bit more about softball next week, wrapping up the season as a whole. But you went to the Tallahassee Regional. Obviously, you lost to Baylor in the Big 12 championship in the first round, quarterfinal. You lost the first game, so you were done. Get selected to go to the Tallahassee Regional. You beat Auburn 11-6. It was a great comeback. They went down, came back, won that game, played Florida State the next day. And honestly, the pitching was incredible. They lost 5-1. Stinks because, again, you feel like every game that UCF played against a really top-tier opponent, they played good enough to win. They just didn't have the bats in the bullpen to really stay close enough to get some of those wins. But you lose to Florida State. You can't feel bad about that. And then you play Auburn again because Auburn went on and beat Chattanooga. And that was just a grinder. I was in bed. They went 12 innings. They lost 2-1 in a heartbreaker, but they showed so much fight. And again, to get to postseason softball in your first season of the Big 12 is a great accomplishment. You got to give credit to the team. Again, we'll talk about, you know, the season as a whole next week and what needs to be improved on heading into their second season in the Big 12. But I think if you look at the season as a whole and what UCF did, I think you can only be proud and excited to what UCF is building. Like, they did go 12-15 in their first year in the Big 12 as their Big 12 record, but they went 31-25, made postseason baseball. And I think you can look at it as a huge positive moving forward for both baseball and softball, regardless how the season ends for baseball. It's a huge positive for softball and what they did this season. Hopefully they can only get better heading in to next season. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to the UCF Report. As always, if you want even more UCF coverage, go follow and subscribe to my other show. It's called Charge On, a UCF football podcast. We post every single Friday throughout the postseason and twice during the football season. Please go subscribe. I would really appreciate it. If you want more UCF and Orlando Magic coverage during the week, you could follow me on Twitter or X at Sean M.R. Green. I post there all the time, and I give you all the links for whenever I drop any type of episode regarding UCF. All right, everybody, this has been the UCF Report on the Zoneheads Orlando podcast. I will see you next week.
Today's episode of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast brought to you by Authentic Audio Productions, your go-to source for audio production of any kind. Commercials, ad reads, you want videos that you can post to your social media accounts to help support and promote your business? Authentic Audio Productions can help. Visit us online, AuthenticAudioPro.com. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast. Please like, rate, review, subscribe. It goes a long way. And if you keep consuming our content, we'll keep cranking them out. Chat soon, Zoneheads.
Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. All easy to load in our drive-thru lumber yard. Choose from our huge inventory of boards, decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers to build your project to last. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck and fence design programs at Menards. Number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers, according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Save big.